even Andre Agassi could not conquer Father Time. As his career wound down, it was his 36-year-old back that betrayed him. The years of strain and pain limited his speed and mobility, to the point where shots he would have once easily returned now flew by him untouched. To play this week, he needed a series of 4 pain and cortisone injections just to dull the searing agony of an irritated sciatic nerve. By the end of his matches, he could barely limp around the court, much less move with the agility and speed the sport requires. His final opponent, Benjamin Becker, spoke about playing Agassi.
He was my idol growing up, and you know, I followed his whole career. He's definitely one of a kind, you know, he bring so much to tennis, you know, he's such a gentleman. For me, it was a great honor to play him. Andre, thanks.
After his final match at his 21st consecutive appearance at the U.S. Open had ended, Agassi, one of just 5 men to win all 4 Grand Slam titles in the Open era, wept openly in his courtside chair. Through tear-filled eyes, he watched as more than 20,000 fans stood and gave him a standing ovation that lasted several minutes. Agassi returned to the court and, as is his habit, bowed and blew kisses to all 4 sides of the stadium before thanking the crowd.
The scoreboard said I lost today, but what the scoreboard doesn't say is what it is I have found. And over the last 21 years, I have found loyalty. You have pulled for me on the court and also in life. I have found inspiration. You have willed me to succeed, sometimes even in my lowest moments, and I have found generosity.
Agassi told the stadium crowd he appreciated the support they had shown him over the years.
You have given me your shoulders to stand on, to reach for my dreams. Dreams I could have never reached without you. Over the last 21 years, I have found you, and I will take you and the memory of you with me for the rest of my life. Thank you.
At a press conference after the match, Agassi talked about the fans.
It just felt amazing out there, you know, it felt amazing. Nothing I've ever experienced before, and it's overwhelmed with how they embraced me at the end, and you know, they saw me through my career, and they've seen me through this as well.
Later, Agassi said he did not really know what to expect when he realized his career was over.
I didn't know how much would be emotional, how much would be sort of disappointment or sadness, or how much would feel, in a sense, liberated. You know, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't sure what to anticipate, but I don't think it was sadness. It was a beautiful feeling combined with a real excitement for the future.
Part of that excitement surely comes from knowing that he will now have more time to devote to his wife, Steffi Graf, and their 2 children. Now he can set his own schedule and work more for his charitable foundation that raises tens of millions of dollars for at-risk youths in his hometown of Las Vegas. Andre Agassi has come a long way from his beginnings as the long-haired bad boy of tennis, the colorful teenaged rebel with attitude who once proclaimed that image is everything. Somewhere along the way, he matured into the elder statesman of American tennis. In Washington, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.